The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone. When he's not on the microphone, he's playing a song. And when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone. And then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
Hey now. Good morning. Ooh, I like this. I found this, like, looking at stuff in the studio. We have all kinds of stuff in here. Although, I think they vacuum in here once a month. But I found this light. Let me see what this looks like. That's bright, right? But if I put it, like, right there. Okay, gives me like this. Sorry, everybody, not on YouTube. Like, I get this like ghosty, little hue.
A little huey.
I can't do that. God, what were these even ever for?
I think there's a controller where you can change the light.
Oh, really? Oh my God, we could do a purple show. There's two of them, Jason.
Oh, there is two of them. You'd like the beam.
I'll look during the break for a controller.
We should get a gold one and make it look like you're opening the Pulp Fiction.
Oh, the suitcase with Marcellus Wallace's soul or whatever it was.
Is that what was in there?
There's all kinds of whatevers.
I thought he had junk in the trunk.
They've got the meats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had that.
Yeah. During the break, find control and make it purple. Then you could have one there and I'll have one here. And then we turn out all the lights and we do a purple show.
Okay.
That would be so fun.
It would be fun.
Also would be weird on our eyes. That's a bright light.
Put my glasses on.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello and welcome in. A lot to cover. First off, I got a text from Kyle Draper yesterday afternoon. I don't ever get a text from Kyle, so I thought, something's wrong. And let's talk. You know, they're doing their show. It was showtime. And Kyle says... Let me find it here. God dang, dude. What are all these? I had too many people text me. It's stupid. He says, is this your salad bowl? And he sends me a picture. And there's Whitey with a salad bowl. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure that's Alan's style. That's Alan's. Because we coincidentally talked about his salad yesterday.
It's right over there.
And Kyle goes, what? No way. Thought 100% it was yours. And I took a pause there for a second because I went, okay. Number one, why do you 100% think it's mine? I'm just the guy that would leave the salad bowl. Do I leave random things here in the studio?
From time to time.
I don't know if I've ever left a dish. I don't know if I've ever brought in a dish, but that's kind of weird. But fine. I had to think about, am I offended by this or not? And then I decided to just use humor. So I said, why would you think that, Kyle?
Yeah.
Do I look like I eat salad? To which he responded, you're right. Which actually was more offensive than the first thing he said.
You just dug yourself a hole there.
It's fine. Like we said yesterday, using self-deprecation like Charles Barkley always works.
I mean, honestly, in your mind, though, something left behind, wouldn't you be a one seed of candidates?
Yeah. Yeah, I leave stuff here all the time. I do.
You are going to get the dog bed.
I honestly purposely leaving it here in hopes that we get a KHDK dog.
Oh, okay. Which will happen first?
The dog or me taking the dog back home?
Or the egg.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you know, if you build it, they will bark.
Yeah.
That's the saying.
Here we bark.
There it is. There's even a dog toy in there.
Yeah. It's ready. The dog's ready. We just need the dog.
Or maybe we already have the dog and I can just bring the dog here, the puppy. She is just a wackadoodle dandy, man.
They say we're missing a dog at the station.
That's really the one thing we're missing.
Yeah.
Secondly, because it was announced, so I'm allowed to talk about it now, thank God. Congratulations are in order, I think, on this program. Is somebody in this threesome we've got going on is now officially a suit. They're managed.
Yes.
As Chris Verlade has been made the assistant program director at the station. So he's now... I guess technically my boss. He's the APD.
Sure. Yeah. Right? Absolutely.
So I asked him before. First off, congrats.
Yes.
Thank you.
Chris has been, you know, wanted that job for, I'd say at least 15 years. So it's good to see you finally persevered. I asked him before the show, I said, so now that you're management, do you get an office? He said, yeah, I'm going to take our old PD, Brian's office. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's awesome. Good. You got an office. And then I said, so, and Jason still has an office, right? And he goes, yeah, you know, the one that you have down there. And then I thought, wait a minute. Well, I don't have an office. I'm the only guy on the show that doesn't have an office. And I kind of like the Kyle text. I was like, am I offended? Mm-hmm. And then I, like, a half second later was like, what am I going to do? Like, what am I doing with an office? You guys do actual work.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with an office? My office is the parking lot.
I think I have an office kind of by default. And if Chris had said today, hey, I'm taking that office, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Party's over, Grandpa.
Wow. He just rolls in. The champ is here, and he's a suit now. Mm. Party's over. That'd be a great video. You just start tossing Jason's stuff out of the office. Get out.
Jason. I can't be mean to Jason. He just gave me a Devin Booker basketball card.
Oh, and I got a Will Clark one. Not a basketball card, but a baseball card.
It would be impressive if it was a basketball card.
Wouldn't it be, though? Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
So my Gary Gerald card in my car.
Hey.
My cup holder.
That's a collector.
Because every once in a while I'd pick it up and look at it. Hi, Jamie. So
bump your booty out there, brother.
So what, I guess the big question is, now that you're management, Chris, is so what, how does that benefit us? Like, do we, I feel like, yeah, we have
what
have
changes more, are you gonna make for us?
Right. Do we have more power now as a show?
I don't know how much, no one really talks to you about what to do, so
it's true. I don't know
how much more power you would want.
Right. I just come in and find out what's going on and then just do it. But now we have a suit. Does that mean you, do you actually have to wear, not a suit, but or is there going to be like golf shirt shopping in your future or something?
Not as of right now.
Do you have to go to like special APD meetings in Salt Lake City? Or
yeah, where I have to go meet with the other APDs.
Like us.
APDs, mount up.
Mount up. The convention.
We're okay. On a streak of having some sort of management on the show.
Well, yeah, because for a long time, you were the actual program director and doing the show.
And then Jay Mars was an APD.
That is true. We've always had some form of management on the program for the most part.
Somebody's always watching us.
Yeah, like, is that the thing? Let me ask you this. Don't listen, Chris. Is Chris kind of like, is he kind of a narc now, though,
yeah,
weirdly?
I think he texts Kyle about the salad bowl.
Right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't want to get on him. It probably sounds better coming from you.
Get on who? What?
I'm saying that's what I said to Kyle.
Oh. Yeah, you have to be careful about that, HR. You cannot bully me, dude. You are management. I will sue you.
There's been a lot of things I've been thinking like, I probably shouldn't be saying this to people.
You got no more videos.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
Yeah. No, none of that. You can't be showing it. Hey,
I don't know. Our previous program director was big in the
that's a great point.
Champ videos.
I'm saying, like, you can't be showing it. Like, oh, hey, did you see what they did on I think you should leave. No.
I think you should leave.
I think you should leave, pal. That's awesome. I'll bet you have to do a lot more trainings.
I haven't yet, so. Well, like, yet. The thing is like, a lot of the stuff I've been leading up to was, like, done in March.
Okay.
I was basically told, like, hey, you got it. Congratulations in March.
I'm surprised they didn't send you, like, a McDonald's before you got into management. They send you to Hamburger University. It's a real thing. And you have to go train and stuff on how to be a manager. I'm surprised we don't have, like, Bonneville University where you have to go and do things, train, figure it out. Company song. I don't know. Do we have one? Maybe.
Can't talk about it.
Are you going to, like, oh, my God, please tell me this is true. Will you have to address the staff at our all-staff meetings?
When's the last time we had an all-staff meeting?
Well, is that going to change now? Now that you're in charge.
Things are changing.
Right.
Things are going to get better.
I'm here to kick ass and chew gum, and I'm all out of gum. Right? Yeah.
Very close. Yeah.
Interesting. I like this. Manager Chris is going to be fun. It's like everyone, you know, be a lot more wrestling talk around the halls. people are going to purposely say, should we start watching wrestling just so we can come and get into a conversation with the boss?
Chris didn't tell you what we're doing?
Wrestling Fridays.
Mandatory air checks, 10:05 every day.
Oh, yeah, please do an air check, Chris. I'm visualizing that. We roll into Chris's office. All right, guys, hey, sit down.
I'm just listening like this. And you're making a dumb joke, and I'm just staring right in your eyes the entire time.
Right. Now's not the time, Dave. Now's not the time for jokes. Now, this break you did where you spent the whole break talking about the toilet plunger. We got to get away from that. That I say under my breath, you're a toilet plunger. And, like, you kind of laugh, and Chris goes, excuse me?
Yeah, we're having a meeting.
Excuse me. What'd you say? I didn't hear that. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I said, where's Jay Mars?
Well, guess what? You're written up.
You busted.
Oh, my God. I wonder if they sell those. Like, honestly, we should get – I wonder if on Amazon they sell, like, you know, those, like, whatever, ticket books that you rip off the – like, if there's one –
like citations?
Yes. Like, we need to get one for Chris to just write – oh, you're written up.
Yeah.
That'd be great. You know what? That's kind of
That's a good bit.
We got to workshop that. Like, now that Chris is managing, you know, we used to do this.
He walks the halls and just writes people out.
I'm thinking more like, this is the one thing I actually enjoyed when it was Keith, me, and Nate on that debacle. Mm-hmm. Was at the end of the show, we would have a segment called, it was like yellow cards.
Yeah.
And if somebody got something wrong or just said something ridiculous or whatever at the very end, who is that short Weeble Wobble guy? Hold on, don't tell me. The one.
Come on.
No. I like him.
I did a show with him for a while.
You did?
Yeah.
Hold on. He was our crazy boss's friend, and he was just like a little... He was like a cartoon character. He was hilarious. I did like him. It sounds like I don't like him. I actually did like him. Okay, hold on a second. Keith insisted on calling him that thing that was not his name.
Mike D,
but his real name is Corey.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Fister. Yes.
I hardly knew her.
Written up.
Can't do that. You can't do that now.
Well, I don't officially get the job until next month.
Oh, let her rip.
Also, was that in our ear or was that?
That was on the ear.
Okay.
Next week it'll be off air.
Maybe we have at the end of every show or maybe at the end of the week. Because Chris is really good at grabbing us. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what we do. Every week.
Oh, I got it. I think I got it.
Yeah,
I think on Friday.
Yes.
I will grab a sound from each of you.
Yes.
And I will just play it and say, explain yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Chris writes us up at the end of each week. And it's one of those, it could be one, it could be a few. Because you're going to get a few every week. And we just have a little segment right before Celebrity Birthdays, which is before Friday Fun and Games. Basically, we're trying to get the Friday show is basically, we're trying to get it to be completely covered. Yeah. And Chris plays the out of context clips he always grabs. You know, and it's me saying something like, oh, I accidentally killed a man. And then he's like, well, what does this mean?
I could go to jail.
Right. And the funny thing is like, I guarantee you if we do this, half of them, like, I honestly don't even remember. Right.
Explain yourself. Can't.
I can't explain myself. Is that AI? So, congratulations. So, basically, Jason, you're kind of like management emeritus because you're a former program director. So you still have the keys to the executive washroom. They never took those from you. Chris is current
management.
I just
wash my feet in there.
You just go in there and do that, just like Mason when he stepped in the dog poop.
Yep.
So congratulations, Chris. I cannot wait for every manager has their style. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
I just we just re-upped, but there's always out clauses in contracts.
We did.
I thought we did, didn't we? Aren't we? I thought that did that happen? We're re-upping. We're hoping to re-up. We might re-up. I think we're fired. We're not going anywhere.
Final show.
I quit. Yeah, who knows? Summertime. I wish I could quit for until September.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Wake me up when September ends.
Yes. And before you go.
It's going to be May.
We'll take a break.
I'm confused. Explain yourself.
When we come back, Hey, great news. The Lakers are fishing.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for wasting our time, too.
Somebody posted a little video yesterday, and it was like, it was one of those lazy rivers at a resort. And it showed LeBron in his full Laker gear, lying flat on his back on an inner tube, just floating around. Like, I don't know how they got
amusing.
That. Oh, it was fantastic. Thanks for nothing, Pelicans, you stupids. And the A's, someone break up. I mean, okay, wait, don't break up the A's. Never mind. Yeah. They say, oh, break up the A's. Well, they, I'm sure eventually will. We've got a show for you today. We're going to give our final review. And that's De'Aaron Fox. We'll review his season.
There he is. He's looking over your shoulder, so be careful.
Hey, is that new?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just put it up today.
Hey, what's he saying in there?
Set the screen.
Set the screen. All right, we'll take a break. We're back after this.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime. Jokic just screen Murray to try to break the tie.
No time out by the Lakers. They got to go.
James above the feed, a print shot. No! Zeros on the clock. The Nuggets advance. They have won. And the defense of their championship title is alive and well.
Well, why didn't they have a timeout, by the way? I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
The Lakers, congratulations. You're one of us now. In Cancun.
My favorite way, though, to end a game like that, the NBA game, just play. We don't need 19 timeouts.
No.
Just go.
Go.
Honestly, I knew... I got a little lost in the moment, like when Murray hit it. I'm like, okay, wait, there's, like, that was it.
Right,
like,
right.
The series season
That's
ended.
It.
Oh, okay.
It just seemed kind of, and then LeBron got the inbound. And
it didn't feel like the last second of the game
for whatever reason. No, it did not.
It kind of just seemed like, I'm just going to take this very important shot, make it. Lakers are going to kind of hurry, and then... All right, we'll get him in the fourth. Oh, no, that was the game. It's over.
It was
okay,
the whole
so
thing.
It's the season, and that's a wrap.
That is a wrap. And has LeBron James played his last game as a Laker?
You know, Dave, Michael Jordan would have never lost like that.
Nope. No, he wouldn't have. Not
never
at home.
Did. He never did in his life.
Ever.
Actually, if you look up the records, he never lost.
Ever. He was undefeated.
Yep.
82-0 every year.
Won every ring. And definitely would have won the two when he played baseball.
Yeah, just didn't want to.
Yeah.
Reports say that Darvin Ham's future is in, quote, serious peril.
Hmm.
Is there calm or unserious peril? I feel like there's only serious peril.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm in a little bit of trouble here. I wouldn't call it serious peril.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely
mid-peril?
A little bit. Yeah, mid-peril. Yeah. I'm going through the peril right now.
Maybe like the Goonies, they're funny peril.
That was comedic peril.
Comedic peril.
Will Peril.
I'm going to go back to Perry Farrell now from yesterday when we ended the whole thing. Also, reports saying the Lakers are open to drafting Bronny James this June to help fulfill LeBron's dream of playing with his son.
I'm open for that, too. For them to do that.
I'm going to go back again to the whole.
So with the one pick they have, the 55th pick?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm really excited for this. I've been saying it. I hope this isn't a letdown. We'll talk about this at 6:30 and a little bit at 7. But this is like unprecedented. Seriously, if LeBron, he won't do it, but if he had any cojones, he'd come out. And he say, look, my future, I all I know is this. I want to play with my son. Okay, that sounds weird. I would like to play alongside my son. So whoever drafts my son, I'm gonna try to fit in there. And it's like, that's so tampering, but it's not.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of just so the timeline, the draft is before free agency.
Yeah.
Can he say that publicly? Like, I'm asking rules questions.
Yeah, I don't know why not. That's the thing.
That's a player saying it, right?
It's a player saying it. It's unprecedented. It's his child. I want to play with my son.
And so now you've opened the door for all 30 teams.
That's why I asked the question last week. Would you trade the Kings lottery pick for LeBron James? Because in effect, according to every scout, every mock draft, Bronny James has no business anywhere near sniffing the first round. Sorry, phone call. No business sniffing the first round right now. I'm not saying who knows what kind of player he's going to be. He's just incredibly raw right now. Single-digit average at USC in his freshman year. But he has this unprecedented, I keep saying, situation where his dad is going to make him a ton of money. And you're telling me that if a team has the inside track or, God forbid, a guarantee that they're going to get LeBron James for a couple of years, forget the whole he's old. He had a great year, number one, statistically. Forget who he is. The numbers were great. And number two, the windfall of money coming from LeBron James playing for your team, not to mention you can get every call from the refs.
Yeah, and I just wonder, too, if you could get an agreement with LeBron, like literally let's take the Bronny part of this and say he's probably at best a G Leaguer. Maybe he develops into an NBA player. Who knows? But can you, I don't want to say waste a roster spot. You're getting one with LeBron.
But you're going to have to waste two. We're already seeing something.
He's not doing this to go watch his son play in the G League. He wants to be on the same roster with him. Now, he may not play.
There's already an example.
Yeah.
There's already an example right now. It's not exact, but it's very similar. And it's in Milwaukee. Giannis, there's no reason Thanasis is on a roster. Right. It's 100%. Giannis has admitted it. I want to play with my brother. They're using a roster spot to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo happy. Yeah. His brother's not an NBA player. They'd use the same roster. Now, they could have discussions like, look, he can sit on the bench, or we can get it. And I don't know if he'd be a two-way or whatever. I mean, that is a discussion. But this is an incredibly fascinating potential story.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're the Kings. Okay, we've got our three. We got our three for next year, and we're going to be able to sign him for cheap.
Yeah, and where it gets tricky is if he falls in line to a second or late or non-drafted player, do you try to wait to the second round and still get your lottery pick, or you go, I can't wait because the risk is too much, and you go, I just got to get LeBron.
I think I don't know if the Lakers have their – we'll have to
– also, look. A team would have – there's no guarantee. What if LeBron's like, I didn't really want to go to Sacramento, though?
Well, that's what –
or Team X.
He's going to have to communicate it.
Yeah.
Because one of two things is going to happen. Number one, the Lakers have to use their first round. Because here's the other thing. It's not like they get a guarantee at Bronny James. What if Charlotte comes up and says, screw it.
Yeah.
We'll take Bronny.
Yeah. No, the Lakers only have a second round pick.
That's why I was just looking 55. Up. Okay, so they don't have their first round.
No. It's the last one that's going to New Orleans for AD.
If LeBron James says he's going to go play with his son, Bronny James will be a first round pick. I would be honestly kind of surprised if Bronny James wasn't a top 15 pick. And by the way, I'd be a little surprised if he wasn't a top 10 pick. You have that's why this is so fascinating. You're not drafting Bronny James. You're drafting LeBron James for 2 years.
Yeah.
And this is a down draft.
Well, then you just guaranteed his son all that money as a first-round pick.
That's exactly right. And LeBron's making more off the court than on the court. He doesn't care. He's got enough money. Now he just set his son up with his own generational wealth, gets to play with him for the last, let's say, 2 years. So how high, what is that worth pick-wise? Is that worth a 10? Is that worth a lottery pick? Is it worth it drafting? Somebody look at the draft and go.
Why wouldn't Detroit do it if they get the one or the Spurs? Like the Spurs have Wembanyama, LeBron, Bronny.
I think,
and then cap money, and they get like Malik. I mean, they could turn themselves into a team really quickly.
That's the thing. The strategy is amazing. Do you do that, or if you're, let's say, the Spurs want him, right? Or do you just see how far Bronny falls, and then if somebody grabs him before your next pick or whatever, you know, hey, we'll trade you, trade for that player, give me that pick. There's all kinds of maneuverations in there. I'm really excited for it. I hope it's not a letdown where he's like, I'll play where, you know, I'm going to play for, I don't have to play with him. I'd like to play with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, please.
Cut number two.
Circle with the dribble with 11 seconds remaining. And the Thunder will sweep the series in this first round over the New Orleans Pelicans. As SGA dribbles out the clock. Here in New Orleans, the Thunder enjoy a 97-89 win over New Orleans.
Thanks a lot, Pelicans. Pelicanots. We'll talk about that in the next segment. We spent a lot of time on Bronny and Braun and all the Bronze. So we'll take a break. However, I do want to answer one YouTube question. Our longtime loyal listener, Campea Silva, says, if the Oakland A's, if the A's reach the World Series next season, would the series be played at Sutter Health Park? And I just want to take a moment and think about that. So you're asking if the A's, who next season will be playing in Sacramento at whatever the hell that park is, you're asking if the A's who are going to be playing in Sacramento next year, if they made the World Series, would the World Series be played in Sacramento?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the alternate way? I mean, where, Oakland. What am I missing? Where they play here all year and then go to?
It'd probably be like San Francisco if they're going to move it.
Why would they move it?
Yeah. Because it's where they play.
That ain't that. Well, I mean, you know what? It is John Fisher. Who knows? Might be playing in Lake Tahoe. They have a nice stadium up there.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. When we come back, yeah, we'll get into all the playoffs, the Pelicans, all that crap. Has LeBron played his last game as a Laker? That's a big loss for the Lakers. Huge loss.
It's too bad.
Thick loss. Thick loss? Girthy loss?
Mm.
Well, I don't know. While they're going to Cancun, maybe stop off and hit up my good friends at UpsizeMatters.com. Hey, how you doing out there? It's 6:28. Let's talk about girth. Let's do it. Why not? I get these messages. I can't believe you're talking about that on the show. Why not? Why not? Have you looked at a sports radio audience before? Now, look, we appreciate all of our listeners, and I have a very soft spot for our women listeners who are constantly underestimated and underserved and who show up every day. But not talking out of school here. The bulk of sports radio listeners numerically are middle-aged men, and maybe you're having issues, okay? There shouldn't be a stigma on talking about it. Maybe you're insecure. Or maybe you're just fine and you want to get called up to the major leagues. Whatever the case may be, UpsizeMatters.com. It's a non-surgical, virtually pain-free procedure. Safe, effective, long-lasting, and semi-permanent. Circumference, if you will, is consistently ranked as the most important attribute. This is one place where it's okay to be a little thick. Free consultation and procedure can be done the same day as your consultation with my good friends, Dr. Jack Friedlander and Dr. Pash. Dr. Jack in Roseville, Dr. Pash in San Francisco. It's safe. It's private. It's done by real surgeons. Not like some guy. Go to UpsizeMatters.com. UpsizeMatters.com. Get your girth on. When we come back, thanks a lot, Pelicans. Stupids. We'll talk about them and more next.
Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sacktown Sports.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic a screen, Murray to try to break the tackle.
No timeout by the Lakers, they gotta go.
James above the feed, a print shot, no! Zero's on the clock, the Nuggets advance. They have won. And the defense of their championship title is alive and well.
It's a great call by one of the best in the business, Kevin Harlan. I laughed at the end of the call, though. And their defense of their championship is alive and well. I was like, well, was it at any point?
Yeah.
It didn't even have a cold.
Yeah.
Like they dominated this series. Lakers got one. Hey, look, you got LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and friends. This series, though, was demoralizing, and we'll talk a little bit later about the – this is the most, in some aspects, depending on what you're looking for, Jason, but you could make an argument. This is the most fascinating postseason we've had in a very, very long time.
Yeah, because some of the, and I know we're going to talk about it more as the show goes on, but some of the legends of the game that are in the Western Conference are not still around, and they're still legends, they're still Hall of Famers, still people that have changed the game, but we're seeing some new teams in there right now, and good, bad, and different, whatever. It's, I don't know if it's complete changing of the guard. I wouldn't say these guys are all done.
Sure.
But this year they are. That group is, from Steph to LeBron to KD and such, that have won a lot of big-time games.
You look at the folks that aren't there. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned just between the Suns and the Lakers alone. That's LeBron, that's AD, that's Booker, Beal, and Durant. Yeah.
Throwing the Warriors now.
That is the – well, let me think about this. I think this is fair. The bulk of the NBA star power is now out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm.
Of the traditional. Yeah.
I understand the person out there that's saying, no, I'm tired of those guys. They're old. They're washed. I'm here for it too.
Right.
But make no mistake, the bulk of the NBA star power is out of the playoffs. I'm talking about the current star power. LeBron James alone, you could make an argument, has more star power than everybody left in the playoffs combined. But even if you didn't want to make that, okay, LeBron and Steph alone. Now, we're not even counting KD and the rest of these guys, or Fox, or Sabonis. Mm-hmm. None of these guys.
Yeah, and there's still Luka, and there's still plenty of Giannis. You know, sure, there's, well, Giannis of course. Is injured, but still, there's plenty of names that are still around. But the names that did the bulk of the winning and a bulk of the, you know, jersey purchases, just all of the all-star votes, all that kind of stuff, those guys are out.
They are out. I love it. I think it's great for the game. I expect, I'm just going to predict, you're going to see, well, who was it? It was Denver beat Miami.
Last year? Yeah.
Yeah. Ratings will probably be flat, but I'll bet you they'll be down from the year before. Just because that's the way it is. I'm talking about playoffs in general. I'll bet you we're going to see some figures that say, you know, numbers, because you've got them. It's not that they're out of the playoffs. They're out by the time the second round hits. Mm-hmm. You have Oakland. This is, and again, I'm going to keep saying this. I love this. This is awesome. I'm a big fan of it. But I can tell you right now, the NBA is not.
No. And I think they want to build the next group and they've got to do that. But to your point, if we are going to have, what we do know for sure is Denver and Minnesota. I think that has a chance to be a great series.
I do too.
But if that was the Warriors and the Lakers, that's watched
more.
It
would double.
I'm not saying it's better.
Right.
It would be more eyeballs on that, for good or for bad.
You're talking about two Midwestern mid-market teams. Mm-hmm. Now, Denver and Minneapolis are both metropolises.
Right.
They're both big cities. But these are not the go-to markets they want.
Right.
This is not Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Right now, they're looking at Boston almost certainly will advance. New York will almost certainly advance. That's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, they're relying on the East.
They are 100% relying on the East. Here's the problem. You're also going to almost certainly have Indiana. And if you don't have Indiana, you're going to have Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And if you are certainly going to have Milwaukee or Indiana versus Cleveland or Orlando.
Yeah.
Like, this is the year of the small market.
Right. And then in the West, what you're waiting on basically is Dallas or the Clippers.
So you got Los Angeles or Dallas.
Uh-huh. Against OKC, by the way.
Right. So you already have Minnesota in.
And Denver.
You have Denver in. You have OKC in. Those are three markets the NBA is not going to champion.
Right.
They're praying that, I mean, even Dallas would be a win for them, but the Clippers.
No, honestly, I wonder which one they would prefer. I mean, I know LA's a bigger market, but it's not the Lakers.
Yeah,
would
that's
you
a great
rather
point.
Have, and I know the Clippers have plenty of star power, but would you rather have Luka and Kyrie?
That's a really good point. Yeah,
and Dallas that's and a Cuban really, just like that.
That's a good
Jason
point.
Kidd.
That's a really good point. I don't know. That's a really good question. Would the NBA rather have the Clippers?
LA's with, other team.
Right. And you've got Westbrook, Harden, George, Kawhi, maybe. But they're not the Lakers. Or do you want Dallas, which, by the way, Dallas is a very, very big. I believe Dallas is a top 10 market.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
but you, I am praying. How amazing would it be if we had an Orlando OKC Finals? I mean, no lie. I'm not saying that's the most compelling matchup.
Right.
But that would just be funny to laugh at. Mm-hmm. We may actually get some fair refereeing for the rest of the playoffs.
Maybe.
But I think right now they're going to make their money a lot on Boston. The fact that New York's in, it's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
But I love it. I think this is awesome. New Orleans is out again. They're out, but you're also talking about one of the smallest markets in the NBA that also made the postseason. It's going to be very interesting to see. It's an interesting time for the NBA.
Yes, it is.
And I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here, but this is stuff that I think is fascinating. They're, as we speak, negotiating and in some reports closing on some big TV deals, mm-hmm. which they got to get the TV deals out of the way in order to get to expansion. Expansion's expected to bring, for two teams, around $10 billion in expansion fees. So you got $10 billion sitting there that's waiting on the TV stuff. We've talked about this before. It has become very clear in today's day and age with streaming and a la carte services and all that. You know, everybody has DVR capabilities now. Sponsors understand this. They've learned this. They know that news and sports, and mainly sports, those are the things that people don't DVR through. Generally, if you're not my dad, you don't DVR live sports generally. It's the one thing you're still watching sponsorships through. And you can do live rights. Hey, Dad. And MLS, NFL, Major League Baseball, they're all locked up in long-term deals now. NBA is the last one left. So you have all this going on right now. Well, you're not going to have all this wrapped up almost certainly before the end of the playoffs. And right now, the NBA is going, this is a full-on transition period right now. Because guess what? Even Boston, New York, those are huge markets, but they're second-tier stars. That's no offense to Jason Tatum, and that's no offense to Jaylen Brown or Jalen Brunson. That's not LeBron or Steph. That's not even KD. Those are your A-list NBA stars. I'm trying to think. Is there, well, Luka. Who else is an A-list star? Because I wouldn't count.
Giannis.
I wouldn't put Jokic in there. Jokic is we're not talking basketball. I'm talking Q rating. I'm talking celebrity. Jokic just on his own doesn't want that. So you don't have a lot of that left. Milwaukee's almost certainly gone. I'd be surprised if the Mavs advanced past the second round, if they even get through the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you looking at? It's very interesting to see. And it's very interesting to see what's going to happen in the offseason, because guess what? Phoenix is stuck. The Lakers could be stuck. We'll talk about that coming up in 3 for Madness as well. Who would you rather be? When we come back, by the way, Safer out. The A's and John Fisher is... Did something happen yesterday, a little under the radar, that might be signaling a future sale of the team? We'll talk about that next.
Safe or out? It's time to go around baseball. 3 pitches, 3 swings. It's Safe or Out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Safer out.
That's out.
That's out. One of my British cohorts this morning in our meeting.
Oh, Dave.
He said, I love picking up on their stuff. And I heard, and I always remember, I actually have a little place in my phone where I write stuff down. He was talking and then he goes, but you know, in the end, the square root of bugger all is bugger all. And so, like, they know this about me now, but I will literally, and this will come as no surprise to any of you, we'll be in, like, a very important Zoom meeting or whatever, and I will stop the whole thing down and be like, oh, hold on. I know we're talking about really important stuff here, but The square root of bugger all is bug. What is that? And then I make him use it in a sentence, and I still kind of don't get it. The other one was, we need to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Mm, yeah, for sure.
Which I think is like a way of saying like, oh, we're going to separate the men from the boys. Like one of those things.
No, that's like a saying for a long time.
The wheat from the chaff?
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
It's in the Bible.
It is?
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Corinthians.
I just don't, you don't hear that often. When was the last time you heard somebody in real life be like, oh, we got to separate the wheat from the chaff? But really, though?
Yeah.
You've heard this in the last year?
Said a lot of management meetings. That's why Chris is
yeah.
Well, I thought management meetings were all about headwinds and tailwinds. Yes. That's what they say. Yeah. Well, I want to find out a way to start working.
Guys, there's no winds at all.
None. We're just floating. The square root of bugger all is bugger all.
I think that's another way, because they like to say F all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that's the cleaner way of saying that.
I'll just say another thing. This isn't happening in meetings, but another thing I've learned about English people. How do I say this? Hey, if you have kids in the car, turn down the knob real quick. Their use of the C word yes. compared to over here is really off-putting and surprising.
Well, it means a different thing over there.
Oh, I learned that. Here's how I learned that. Because I said, I don't even remember the context, but at one point I said like, oh, it hit him right in the fanny.
Oh yeah. Do not say that.
Didn't realize that their definition of fanny, which over
and
here,
why would you have used fanny?
I was,
because it feels nicer.
That's exactly right. It feels nicer.
But it is
than,
not
there's
nicer.
Like, there's like butch. Yeah. Tush, fanny. Those are similar. Those are similar. Like you can say that around kids. I hit him right in the fanny. Hit him in the tush. But that's not what fanny means over there.
What's it mean? Explain.
I'll explain off air. Oh. But it has something to do with... never mind. Yeah. Safer out. Question one.
The A's won? Again?
Again?
Safer out. This team is different.
Hold on a second. I got a text and then I got a... Was I not clear in the last segment? I've now had two people... basically accusing me of big market worshiping, like Mark here. I don't know how much clearer I could have been. I love this. I was speaking from NBA offices' point of view, not us. I love it. I literally said, I hope it's Oklahoma City versus Orlando in the final. How great would that be just from a screw you small market standpoint?
Right.
We're a small market.
Yes.
By the way, yesterday was the anniversary of the vote to keep the Kings. The NBA voting.
Did they keep him?
Yeah, still to come. We'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. Did the Kings stay?
Freaking Chris Watkins yesterday. Oh, I remember where I was. I was in high school.
Kids.
Does that bother you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm like, man, now I know how Jason feels when I say something like that.
And how I know how I feel when Jason says something. Wait. Keep going.
Now I know how Whitey feels.
Right? Crample Whitey.
And Whitey knows how Tom feels.
And Tom doesn't know how anyone feels.
Tom is first.
Tom knows how Jesus feels.
Tom is separating the wheat from the chaff.
The A's won again. Safer out. This team is different. And by different, when I wrote that, I mean like different than last year. Like this
sure.
is a, I will say this, and I'm not. I'm going to say safer out. I'm going to say that we are going to the booth for review. It's not safe or it's not out. It's just simply. I started thinking that, but then I corrected myself. Jason, it's a 162 game season. What do they say? You're gonna win this much, you're gonna lose this much, and then it's what you do with the other things.
That's what they
you're
say.
Win 54, lose 54. It's what you do with the other 54. I think that's what it is. I want to say they're different. They look different. Also, we've seen stretches where it's like, oh, this team looked pretty decent over 30 games, and they lose 17 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I would say safe. So far, I would say safe. They have had some pretty good performances against some pretty good teams. So,
yeah, I would say safe, too. I mean, certainly different than last year. Certainly different than what the expectations were. The second there was rumors about them coming this way, what were people saying? I don't want to see them lose 300 games here plus –
right.
In Sacramento, they don't look like a 100-loss team to me right now.
They don't look like a 100-loss team to me either.
They still could be there.
Yeah.
but you know they're outperforming what people said, and I think it was strictly going off of what last year was, which was awful. No guarantees. Each year is different. This year could still turn in a negative way, but it's been based on schedule too. It's been a really difficult schedule, and they've done well.
They won 50 games last year.
Yeah.
They won 50 games last year out of 162. So far this year, they've won 13 out of 30. They're on a much better pace.
Yes.
But a lot of season to go. Number two, please.
The A's are winning a bit, but their team batting average is .206. Safer out. Pitching is carrying this team.
Safe. Their team batting average is .206. .206. The entire team is near the Mendoza line. Now I understand in today's day and age in baseball, it is different. .206? Their leading guy in batting average is batting .232. Is that right? That's not right. Let me redo the thing. Tyler Nevin's batting .301, and then it goes to .250. Our guy Esteban Ruiz. That's redonk, man. Shea Langelier is batting .172, and he's leading the team in home runs. Yeah, it's their pitching, dude. It's
for
their
sure.
pitching, Jason.
And Mason Miller, the back end of it, the closer is just ridiculous. So they've got a good thing going. Pitching is helping him. Pitching helps you in any game possible. So. That's it. That is it for sure.
Can't wait to see Mason Miller, eighth inning coming in for the Yankees this fall. You're Yankees. Get away from our A's, Jason. Our A's. Number three.
John Fisher has hired a firm to bring in $500 million in investment to help with the Vegas stadium.
Yeah.
Safer out. This is a precursor to selling the team.
Could be. This is an investment firm. This is the one that gets it done. This is the one that a lot of teams have gone to if you read about them. And again, this is the boring business stuff, but read the tea leaves. This is where you go before.
Good at business.
Before you sell a team a lot of times. Now, could be just, I think he's going in with the intentions of selling ownership stake for $500 million. And by the way, it's a pretty good investment. Here's the thing, though. You're not getting dividends almost certainly with the A's. It'll be a long time before you get dividends, which means you have to have that $500 million or $250, however they break it out. You have to leave that alone. You don't realize the money until you sell your shares. That's number one. Number two, this isn't the same as he's going to try to evaluate this team from what we hear at $3 billion. The team's worth $1 billion. And by the way, that's for controlling interest. Everybody has, you have to remember, there's a difference in buying shares when you control the team and difference between buying shares and you're just a glorified season ticket holder. To sell the Kings might be worth $3 billion, let's say. But if Vivek's staying in charge and you're just buying in, you're probably buying in at closer to a $2 billion valuation. It'll be very interesting to see if John Fisher comes down to reality. And if he doesn't, then he can start gauging, okay, now I want you guys to broker the deal. So could it be a precursor? Very much so. It's very exciting for A's fans. We'll take a break. When we come back, the future of LeBron James, the future of a couple of coaches. And let's take a look, kind of like what we did earlier, Jason. Let's take a look at who is on the beach here in Cancun. Who would you want on the Sacramento Kings? We'll do that next.